So, as I said earlier, I'm going to just talk a little bit now about the Brahma Viharas collectively and individually. Hopefully just, sort of bringing out their flavour, as I said, just invoking them a little bit, bringing them into our midst a bit more so that we can just connect with them in our own hearts. I wanted to start off by telling you a story. Telling you about a particular time. I was on a solitary retreat in Spain on a mountainside in a cave for a month, which was a wonderful experience. O Sel Ling, for people who've been there. And each day I would go out just exploring the mountainside, basically, for some exercise. And on this particular day, it was a very beautiful day, beautiful blue sky, a sunshine day, it was hot. I was going along this little sort of very rough pathway, and I rounded a corner, and as I rounded the corner, there before me was this beautiful tree. I've just stopped in my tracks. I mean, I can remember the experience so clearly to this day that the meeting with that tree was just like greeting an old friend. I knew the tree. The tree knew me somehow. That's how it appeared at the time. It was just one of those occasions where it just seemed like a completely natural response to, move towards the tree. It was calling to me, and I was, in a sense, calling to it, and we met like old friends. It just felt like it was part of my history somehow, as though it was part of my being. I didn't understand it at all because I never had been to Spain that I knew of. I hadn't been to Spain before at that time, so, I definitely hadn't been there. But I think that this particular tree had been part of what had been a dwelling at one time, and it had been in the garden of the dwelling. And it was a very, very beautiful tree. I'm not sure to this day what kind of tree it was, other than that it was one of those trees that had an amazing canopy of branches going all over the place, reaching up into the sky, but spreading out a huge width. So that underneath it, and it really invited you to come underneath it, you just felt this wonderful shade. And I don't know, just I felt completely at home there, underneath this tree. And I went there over, well, most of the days of the rest of my time. I was already about halfway through my solitary, but I continued to go there and meditate under the tree. And on one occasion when I was meditating under the tree, I just came to, well, I suppose I started off sort of feeling that I was the tree. I really related very strongly to the roots going down into the earth, that sort of sense of the nourishment that roots get by being kind of deeply in the earth and everything that that means, the way that it holds you, the way that it supports you, and the trunk of the tree, and, the sort of power of it. That supported the whole of the rest of the tree, and these beautiful branches reaching out in all directions, up to the sky, in all directions of space. So feeling very much that I was that tree, and then realizing that the tree was the Brahma Viharas. It just came to me suddenly that it was a wonderful symbol of the Brahma Viharas. It suddenly felt like it was the Brahma Viharas, that those roots going deep down into the earth and the trunk of the tree was metta. That's the kind of the roots, the source of it all. And that wonderful trunk. And then the branches going out in all directions were Karana and Mudita. And then the whole tree together was Upeka. So I started very strongly from that day on seeing trees very much in terms of the Brahma Viharas. I saw one yesterday in the little park. That I went for a walk in with Jwalamalini. It was a very good Brahma Viharas tree. But I feel it's a very good image as well for them in that it really helps to see them as a whole because that's what they are. They're not these separate individual things. They are something that, the root, the source of it all is metta. And then that very naturally, it's a very natural outflow of that metta that when it comes into contact with suffering, it changes. As Bhante talks about it, it's then like a shadow cast on it and changes into compassion. And then on the other side with mudita, you know, when it comes into contact with somebody's happiness, somebody's joy, somebody's good quality, somebody's good fortune, you know, again, it's just a very natural thing. Banti calls it the bright dancing colours of mudita. Your metta just takes on that flavour then of mudita. And the seeds of those two are always there in potential, in metta. You know, it's just what metta meets. If metta meets suffering, then it very naturally turns to compassion. If it meets joy, it very naturally turns to mudita. Yeah, it's just that feeling that the whole tree, upekkha, arising out of those other three and bringing in the dharmic perspective gives rise to upekkha. So hopefully, you know, thinking about a tree, maybe you can see a tree, maybe you know a tree. I don't know what your connections with trees are, but perhaps the next time you see a tree, you might spark you to think of the Brahmaviharas. Seeing them as a whole, one of the benefits, I think, of that is recognising that within them, as a set of practices, then they contain the ability to meet us in any situation. I feel that there's nothing in our experience that doesn't come somewhere within that mandala of the Brahmaviharas, nothing that we experience, whether that's through the actual positive quality of the Brahmavihara, through the metta, the karuna, mudita or upekkha, or through their near and far enemies. So it's that whole mandala that contains everything and can meet us in everything. And it's wonderful. I used to get this feeling very often that if I were on a desert island, washed up on a desert island, you know, that would be fine. I wouldn't need anything else if I had the Brahmaviharas, because for me it does contain everything.